John chapter 14. Nice to be in O'Leary tonight, and it's nice to be able to share the gospel. John chapter 14, and I have five little readings, and it's five sayings of the Lord. Five I wills of the Lord. And it might be a means that somebody might learn the truth tonight. An earthquake. A young man is brought up into a Christian home, finds himself in the hospital. He's paralyzed, God had spoke to him in a tragic accident, and he wants to be saved. He's concerned, and his friends are saying to him, "Well, you know, you used to be very strong. You're a little chicken now. You're afraid to die." "No, I'm not afraid to die," he says, "but I'm afraid of what's after death." That's why it's important to be saved tonight, is because of what's after death. Now let us read, first of all, John chapter 14, and we'll break in at verse number 2. John chapter 14 and verse number 2. Listen very carefully to the reading of the Word of God, more important than what I can say about it. It's very important what I read. It's very important what I say, but what I read is more important. Verse 2 of John 14. In my Father's house, the Lord Jesus is speaking, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I want to think about, first of all, these four little words here. I will come again. One of the reasons tonight you need to be saved tonight, not tomorrow night, tonight, is that the Lord is coming. The Lord says it very clear here, and he's very, very precise. I will come again. Think about these four words now as we read again in John. Since we're in John, we won't speak of this order, but let us turn back to chapter 6. John chapter 6, and we'll break in at verse number 35. John chapter 6, verse 35. And Jesus is speaking again, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. That's what we've been hearing. And in order to be saved, you simply just have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Very important. Verse 36. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. You either believe or you believe not. One or the other. Verse 37. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, just look at it, I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which sent me, that all which he had given me, I shall lose nothing, but shall rise it up again at the last day. Remember the first, I will come again. But this one, it says, I will in no wise cast out. The Lord wants you to come to him. That's how you get saved. You must come to him. And if you come to him, he says in this chapter right here, if you come to him, I will in no wise cast out. I preach a number of times and a good many times at Murray Prep from Ontario. Some of you know it. Murray never preached. I had never heard him preach any night. And all the nights that I've been with him, there was never a night that I didn't hear him quote this verse. And that's what he says. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Murray always wanted to let the audience know that if you're willing to come to him, he'll never cast you out. I will not in no wise cast out. Very important. Matthew, now, and chapter 11. Matthew, first gospel. And this verse, many of you know it. And if you don't know it, memorize it tonight. Matthew 11 and verse number 28. Very important verse here. Matthew 11 and verse 28. Come unto me. And that's the word come. That's the word. Children need to understand that. Come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. The Lord says, if you come to me, he's asking you to come to him. And if you come to me, he already assured you in John chapter 6, I will not cast you out. And he says right here, if you come to me, I will give you rest. The very moment the jailer was willing to come to Christ and believe, he had everlasting life. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Mark's gospel now and chapter 1. Matthew and Mark. Mark's gospel and chapter. This is a little story of an illustration of an individual coming to the Lord. Mark 11 and Mark 1 and verse number 40. Mark 1 and verse number 40. And there was a leper. And there came a leper to him. So he's coming to the Lord. As the leper that came to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. You know, the leper has leprosy, and he comes to the Lord, and he's beseeching the Lord. He's pleading with the Lord, and he's saying, Lord, if you will do it, I know you can, and if you will, you can do it to me. You will. You can do it. That's right. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. I know you can make me clean. Verse 41. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. Wow, very important little statement here. Touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. Now, the leper, he had leprosy, and having leprosy meant that everybody would stay away. Nobody would ever touch him. But the Lord Jesus is going to give him a surprise. The Lord is going to give him a mighty surprise. Because when he said to him, if you will, you can make me clean. I know you can make me clean if you will do it. And the Lord did something that the leopard boy didn't expect. He touched him. Nobody else would ever touch him. The Lord never ever touched anybody that was the same after. Or I can say it in a different way. There was nobody that was willing to touch the Lord that wasn't changed. The very moment you're willing to touch the Lord, and we're not asking you to touch the Lord because, you know, physically you can't see him here tonight, spiritually. We're wanting you to touch him by your faith. You're willing to trust him. That's what Paul and Silas said to the jailer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Touch the Lord and you'll be saved. I will, he says, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was clean. I will come again. Remember. I will give you rest. Remember. I will in no wise cast you out. Remember, and I will be thou clean. Now there's one other. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. And already some of you has been quoting it in your mind. I know that. Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 20. Because some of you know it by heart already. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20. Listen to what it says. Behold, 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 or stop. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man or if any person or if any boy, any girl, or any person tonight hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. I will. What's your will? The Lord's will. No, we've read five of the I wills of the Lord. What's your will tonight? Did you come here and you had your mind made up that this is the night I'm going to be saved? Anybody in the present meeting tonight? Any of the children? Because it's important that children be saved as well as adults. In fact, the majority of people that get saved when they're young. I have a granddaughter, and my granddaughter said to me, after listening to the gospel one night, she said to me, Pop, I'm so glad I got saved when I was five. Anybody here 5 years of age? It's important that you be saved. It's important that you be ready. It's important that you know for sure that you're redeemed by His precious blood, that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that you have touched the Lord, that the Lord has touched you. I will come again. You know, the New Testament makes it very clear. The Lord Jesus Himself said, I will come again. And we want to stress the point tonight because we're living in the moment. We are living in the days of world's history that the Lord could come at any moment. You see the chart behind you, and it's very important to see that little column, that shout that is given. There's going to come that moment. The Lord says He's going to give the shout in Thessalonians. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and remain all caught up together. I will come again. His coming is absolutely sure. 24 books of 27 of the New Testament speaks about the Lord's return. Some verse or some little indication that He's coming back, because the Lord Himself made it very clear to His disciples, I'm going away. I am going go away. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. I will come again. Are you ready for the Lord's coming? Are you ready for that moment when He gives the shout from heaven? It's going to happen someday. It's going to happen some moment. And it's going to be amazing, isn't it? There will be a gospel meeting somewhere in the world. And a man is preaching the gospel. He could be very well preaching about the Lord's coming and reminding the audience that the Lord is soon going to come back. And while he's speaking, it happens. Now, there's no reason why that it couldn't happen tonight. There's no dates, and there's no hours, and there's no years, and there's indication. Just the Lord said, I will come again. He didn't give them any dates. He didn't give them any. In fact, you know, I always say, if you hear a man and he's speaking on the Lord's coming and he gives you a date, you can be assured of this, he's a false prophet. That's right, because the book doesn't give any dates. It just tells us, I will come again. His coming is absolutely sure. But just remind you now, James 5 and 8 says that the coming of the Lord draw nigh. That's right, it's coming very close. There's no signs of His coming, but there's signs of the tribulation after His coming. And if the signs of the tribulation is upon us, how much more closer is it the coming of the Lord Himself from heaven when it's going to happen? His coming is sure. His coming is soon. His coming is secret. He's not going to tell us any more than what He told us. What you read from this book, what you read from the Bible of the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ is saying absolutely no more. He's not going to give us any more. He's not sending an angel. He's not sending anybody else and giving us dates and giving us indication. No. He's written it right here. He's told you already that be ye also ready, it says in Matthew. Be ye also ready, for an hour you think not the Son of Man cometh. Are you ready for Him tonight? His coming is sure and soon, secret. He's going to separate. If you read in Luke, it says two shall be in the field, one taken and the other left. Two shall be in the bed, one shall be taken and the other left. Two shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and the other left. Now listen, tonight if he gave the shout right at this very moment, would you be taken or would you be left? That's where it comes down to, isn't it? That's where it comes right down to tonight. You can't get saved yesterday. Yesterday is God. And you can't get saved tomorrow. Tomorrow hasn't come. It's now. Right at this very moment. Right at this very moment in the meeting in which you're sitting tonight, you be awakened. The Spirit of God wakes up souls, whatever way He does it. Whatever earthquake, you know, it happens. Whatever little means, it means the Spirit of God wakes up individuals to have them to understand, I need to be saved. That earthquake happened. The jailer understood at that very moment that God has spoken to me personally. And I he just came trembling before Paul and Silas and says, what must I do to be saved? I want to be saved tonight. Wouldn't it be a marvel at the end of the meeting, you know, that someone would indicate, I want to be saved tonight. I will come again. Are you ready? But it also, not only that is separating, but it brings a sentence. Oh, listen, very solemn for an individual to stand at the great white throne. The throne is here, and the Savior is setting up on the throne, and he's going to judge you. He's going to give you your sentence. That's right, you're going to get not a jail sentence. You're going to get your eternal sentence. Very solemn. Not to be able to change it. Every individual, every single individual that stands before God in the judgment day, you know, for their sins, are all going to get the sentence. And it's the eternal sentence. You're going to the lake of fire forever. Now, I never heard this kind of preaching when I was a boy. Never heard it at all. Not at all. I never heard it until I was over 16 years of age. First time I've ever come to a gospel meeting and heard that I needed to be saved. I needed to be redeemed by precious blood. I need to be born again in order to be in heaven, or I'm going to be in hell. Never heard it as a child. Oh, it's important that you understand, I will come again. But Matthew chapter 11, I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Sometimes when I'm speaking like this, as come, C-O-M-E, the children can come. That's right. If you are a child tonight in the meeting here, and you've never come to Christ, you've never been saved, you know you needed to be saved. You heard it in Sunday school. You heard it when you were so young. You heard it from your mom. You heard it from the preacher. You heard it in Sunday school. You heard it in the gospel. And now tonight, you know you need to be saved as a child. You can simply come to hear. I spoke in a large audience once in Russia. I had probably, you know, was in the vicinity of, 1,600, 1,700 children packed into an auditorium. The whole school, the whole area, you know, was a large, large place. And I don't know what I spoke about. I honestly don't. I've thought about it many times, but I know what happened in that meeting. There was a little girl, a little Muslim girl, who has brought up and not in a Christian home, brought up in a Muslim home, and has a little girl in her 12, just 12 years of age, was listening to the gospel and understood that God is calling me. He is calling. The Son of God is calling out to me, and I can come to him. And if I come to him, he'll forgive me all my sins. And she tells us, you know, at the end of the session, she came to us and says, I came to him and I know I'm forgiven of all my sins. Any child here, and you can come. C is for child. Oh, it's older. Any older person here? And God has been dealing with you and speaking to you. And there have been earthquakes in your life. You know that. God has been shaking you and giving you and speaking to you in so many different ways. Older person, you can come. And if you're not a child and you're not thinking about an older person, you're a middle-aged person. I don't know. Is God speaking to you tonight? And if you don't, not in the COM, you know, com.com, isn't it? C-O-M. If you're not in either one of these, E is everybody. Everybody can come anyhow. Oh, listen, do you hear his call? I will give you rest. You will never have rest of where your sins are. You'll never have rest of where you're going. You'll never have rest about eternity until you come to him. And if you come to him, he will give you rest. In fact, he says in John chapter 6, I will in no wise cast you out. I will in no wise cast you out. That's right, no wise cast you out. He will in no wise, there's no way, absolutely no way, anybody will ever be refused of the Lord if you come to him. That's right. A man in prison, I spoke in a large prison once, And there was a man, and a few of them had chains under arms. There were, you know, there were probably men that was dangerous. And one man came to me after the meeting is over. He says, "I'm in here in this prison cell, chained on. See my chains on my legs and on my arms? I'll die with these chains on my legs and on my arms. I deserve it." Because he says, "I'm not in here for one murder. I'm in here for five. I am guilty of murdering five people. Can you show me from the book that he'll take me, that he'll forgive me? I will in no wise cast out." No amount of sin, no matter how great the sin are, no matter how many they are, no matter how great or how many you might have, if you're willing to come to him, he says, "I will in no wise cast out." He's calling to the people, and he's saying, "If you're willing to come to me, I'll not refuse you. I'll not turn you away if you're willing to come to me." Any person here, C-O-M-E, come. That's all he asked of me. Christ did all the rest. There's nothing to do or be. That's right. There's nothing. It's finished. We heard that the other night in the tent. Our brother Tim made it very clear. It is finished. Totally finished. 100% finished. The work is totally done, my friend. And he's wanting you to come to him and rest up on that finished work. "I will in no wise cast out." Oh, then, you know, we think of Mark chapter 1 and the leopard boy. Oh, he has leprosy. Nobody wants to see him anymore. He's been banished. That's what they're to do. If you got leprosy, you know, they were to be banished from the people, sent away from the people as far outside the city, away. Nobody wants to go near you. Nobody wants to touch you. There's something about a touch you can't get from anything else, you know. That's right. The mother hugs the child. And what? The child is just wanting to get the touch of the mother. And the mother is just wanting to get the touch of the child. There's something about a hug. There's something about a touch. There's something about finger touching that's very important. And this leopard boy is standing, probably standing away from the Lord Jesus and shouting out to him and saying, "If you will, you can make me clean. If thou will, you can. I know you can do it if you're willing to do it." And the Lord Jesus steps closer and closer. And to his amazement, the Lord Jesus touches him with his finger. Touched him. The Lord wants to touch you tonight. Maybe you have been already touched by the Word of God. And in your soul you realize, "I need to be ready. I need to know my sins forgiven. I need to be saved tonight. I need forgiveness tonight. I need it." And the very moment the Lord Jesus touched the leopard man, he says, "I will be thou clean." And immediately. It wasn't 10 minutes or 5 minutes or 5 seconds. No, immediately. Absolutely. Totally immediately. The very moment the Lord's finger touched the leopard boy and says, "I will be thou clean," all the leprosy is gone. I still can remember, and it's not 20 years ago, it's 50-odd years ago, 57 or more. The very moment I understood for the first time, I didn't know Acts 16 and 31 was even in the Bible. Not at all. I knew no verse. I didn't even know John 3:16 was in the Bible when it comes to, couldn't quote a verse. Never learned a verse and couldn't quote one. I just knew that Jesus died for sinners. I knew, just like the leopard boy, I know you can do it if you're willing to do it. I just knew that he saved sinners, and I knew I was a... My mother told me that a few times, "You little sinner." I can still remember, I can still sometimes hear my mother say it, "You little sinner." What? I knew I was a sinner. And if Jesus died for sinners, and I'm a sinner, without a verse, without one verse in the Bible, I understood this, that Jesus died for me, the sinner, and I was saved. March 11th, 69, as a boy of 16, not one verse was in the computer. God couldn't bring a verse out of the computer. It was never put into the computer. He just told me what I knew. I knew I was a sinner and that Jesus died for sinners. I'm saved by the grace of God. I came to him, and he will no wise cast me out. As a leper boy, as an individual, as a sinner, a little boy, but a big sinner. In fact, you know, when we went to school, they used to call me Bimbo. Bimbo, where are you going to go? So small, they just call you Bimbo. That's right. A little tiny boy, but a big sinner. Oh, listen, he'll receive you tonight if you come to him. I will give you rest. I will, he says, be thou clean. And Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, behold, he's doing it once more. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. God is knocking once more. Wouldn't doubt that he's knocking to somebody here. Might be somebody here in this present meeting, a little girl, a little boy. And you understood, God has been speaking to me, and he wants to forgive me my sins, but I must come to him that cometh to me. I will in no wise cast out. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He's knocking. He's knocking. What's he doing? He's wanting to get in. He's wanting you to understand that if you will believe in me, I'll forgive you all your sins. What a moment it is. What a moment it was. 10 minutes before 11, as a boy of 16, I come to understand that Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me. Just like that little Muslim girl. The little Muslim girl sitting in an audience of over 1,600 people and understood that God is speaking to me and he's wanting me to believe in him. And the very moment she says I understood he would receive me, I came and he received me and my sins are all forgiven. All forgiven. Are you forgiven tonight? Has there been a moment in your life when God has spoken to you and this is your day? This is your evening. This is your moment. God is wanting to save you today. He will. He will do it. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any boy or any girl or if any woman of any person hear my voice and will open, that's it. It's your response. He's wanting you to respond to the message. He's wanting you to understand that this message is personally for you. This message is your message. This is your call. Just like the blind man, right? He says that they said to the blind man, he called for thee. He's calling you. He's wanting you to come to him. He's wanting you to respond to his call. And he's calling and knocking once more. There have been people today who have gotten their last knock. I hope there's nobody in our present meeting tonight. In fact, I pray that there's nobody in Prince Edward Island tonight that is getting the last call from God. But it happens. That's right, it happens. It happens. I've had meetings. You know, the tent is coming down in Borden tonight. I've had meetings in a number of places, and God was speaking to people. In fact, you know, God was one time in Sydney, Nova Scotia. We had meetings out around the airport, and the tent is coming down. There's been five weeks of gospel meetings, and this man is coming night after night after night. And it's not until Monday morning. They didn't take the tent down Sunday night. They took the tent down Monday morning. And he comes and watches them take the tent down. And as they're taking the tent down and they're folding it up and putting it away, he's saying, I had my last knock last night. God called me. And standing, when the tent is removed, standing on the ground, he trusted the Savior and was saved by the grace of God. Just maybe God is speaking to you tonight. Behold, listen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. What's the? It's the heart's door. He's knocking at your heart's door. He's wanting you in here. He's wanting you to receive him by faith in your heart. He's wanting you to respond to this message. He's wanting you to understand, I will come again. I want to come back. I'm going to come back. I'm coming back for those that are saved tonight. Are you saved? Do you want to be saved? Do you want to settle it tonight? You want to settle account tonight? It can. Listen, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, if any person hear my voice and will open the door, I will come in. He'll come in if you tell him to come in. Let us pray. Father, we're thankful for the story of the jailer, a man that had an earthquake in his life. And there have been people in Prince Edward Island and people across the nation and people in Venezuela. Earthquake. Many heard the gospel before this earthquake. In fact, some of them was warned that what will God ever take to see you reached and saved? Maybe it'll be an earthquake. And the earthquake came. Lord, speak to people in Venezuela, but not only that, speak to people right here tonight in O'Leary. And if there's a boy or girl or a man or a woman, an older person or a person that know that they should be saved, that this might be the very night they will trust the Savior and have everlasting life. Bless thy word as we give thee thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.